Today, the acting governor of Massachusetts announced she will not run for a full term in November. The decision by Jane Swift, who at 37 is the nation's youngest chief executive, comes as polls show another Republican, Mitt Romney, easily defeating her in the primary. Romney, who ran the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, declared his candidacy within hours of Swift's announcement. From member station WBUR in Boston, Fred Tice reports.
For weeks, speculation has mounted in Massachusetts over whether Mitt Romney would return home to run. Acting Governor Jane Swift's standing in the polls has worsened following a wave of embarrassing gaffes and a deteriorating economy. With word that Romney was about to announce his own candidacy, Swift fought tears today as she announced her decision not to run.
My motivation has always been to provide the people of Massachusetts with opportunity. Opportunity for an excellent education, opportunity to keep more of their hard-earned money, and opportunity to live in safe and secure neighborhoods.
Recent polls have shown Swift losing to Romney by as much as a 7-1 margin. They also had her losing to most potential Democratic challengers while Romney was beating them. Lou DiNatale runs polling for the University of Massachusetts.
Well, the assumption on the Democratic side always that Swift was pretty much an easy target, and as long as Swift was the opponent, the definition of winning the race would be winning the primary.
Swift recognized that political reality this afternoon in polling out.
I believe that this is in the best interest of our state, as it will allow the Republican Party's best chances of holding the governor's office in November.
The governor's office is the only political prize Republicans claim in Massachusetts. Democrats control both houses of the legislature with a veto-proof majority. They hold all 10 congressional seats and both seats in the U.S. Senate. Within 4 hours of Swift's decision, Romney announced his own candidacy.
Lest there be any doubt, I'm in. The bumper stickers have been printed. The website is going up tomorrow morning. The campaign papers are filed today.
Fresh from his successful turnaround of the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, Romney has been given a hero's homecoming. He is seen by some as an outsider who can bring to Massachusetts' struggling finances the magic touch that he brought to Salt Lake. Romney used today's announcement to address an issue that is likely to dog him during his campaign. He has been accused of having ambivalent views on abortion and said this afternoon that, as governor, he would defend abortion rights. But he faces other challenges. He has lived in Utah for the last 3 years, and he is a Mormon in a largely Catholic state. Democrats are likely to seize on those issues. Jim Spencer is a Democratic political consultant.
I think that Mitt is not going to be seen as a true Massachusetts person. I think that he has some flip-flops in his past around his policies that are not going to make people in Massachusetts feel particularly comfortable.
In this overwhelmingly Democratic state, Republicans have managed to hold the governorship for the last 12 years. But given the state's struggling economy and an energetic Democratic field, Romney clearly has his work cut out for him. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.